Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. Today we are talking about something that might make you a little squeamish, but also something super important for any traveler out there. We're going to be looking at the not-so-fun side of European travel.
The stuff they don't put in the brochures.
Exactly. The health risks. We'll be digging into an article.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one.
It's called The 5 Most Common Diseases in Travelers and Tourists in Europe.
Kitschy title.
Right. But don't worry, this isn't about scaring anyone off. It's all about knowledge.
Knowledge is power.
Exactly. Yeah. It's about being prepared so you can enjoy your trip without...
It's about ending up, you know...
glued to the hotel bathroom.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's got a story.
I once ate some street food in Athens.
Oh, no.
And let's just say my sightseeing plans changed pretty drastically. It's something you don't really think about until it hits you.
Until it hits you hard.
Traveler's diarrhea.
It's TD for short.
So glamorous.
The least glamorous souvenir.
But seriously, it's more common than you think.
Especially if you're adventurous with your food and drink choices.
So let's talk about how to avoid it.
Let's start with the basics.
Water.
Bottled water is your friend.
Any brands you recommend?
The international brands are usually safe.
Right, 10.
But look for a local brand.
Okay.
One that says natural mineral water.
Natural mineral water.
Yeah, that usually means it's bottled right at the source.
Less chance of contamination.
Exactly. What about ice?
I'd avoid it unless you're absolutely sure it's made from purified water.
Good point. Okay, so water is covered.
Let's move on to food.
Can we still enjoy all the amazing European cuisine?
Of course.
But safely.
When in doubt, choose cooked over raw.
Especially meat and seafood.
Right.
What about street food? Any tips for navigating those tempting stalls?
Be observant.
look at how the food is being handled.
Clean utensils.
Huzzah!
Gloves.
Yep.
And if something feels off...
Trust your gut.
Literally.
You got it.
Now, I know we've talked about this before, but hand washing...
It can't be stressed enough.
It's our best defense.
But let's be real.
Sometimes you can't get to a sink.
That's where hand sanitizer comes in.
The trusty travel companion.
Make sure it's at least 60% alcohol.
Okay. And how much should we use?
Enough to cover all surfaces of your hands.
Not just a quick dab.
Nope. Rub it in until it's dry.
Thorough hand sanitizing.
It's a lifesaver.
Right. So we're being careful with our water choices. We're smart about food. And we're hand hygiene pros.
But sometimes those bugs still manage to sneak in.
What then?
First, don't panic.
Easier said than done when you're feeling awful.
Most cases clear up on their own within a few days.
Okay.
But staying hydrated is crucial.
So what do you recommend?
Oral rehydration salts.
Those little packets?
They can be lifesavers, especially if you're experiencing severe symptoms.
And if things aren't improving.
Or if you develop fever or bloody diarrhea.
You see a doctor.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's move on from tummy troubles to another common travel woe. Respiratory infections.
The bane of every traveler's existence.
Nothing ruins a trip faster than a stuffy nose and a cough.
And we often think of them as winter ailments.
But you can really catch them year-round.
Especially when you're traveling.
Airports.
Grand stadiums.
Packed with people from all over.
It's a recipe for germ sharing.
I can feel my throat tickling just thinking about it. So besides hand hygiene?
Hand hygiene is always number one.
Any other tips for dodging those respiratory bugs?
Get your flu shot.
Especially if you're traveling during flu season?
Exactly.
What about masks?
It's a personal choice.
I know they're not as common as they used to be.
But they can definitely help reduce your risk.
If you're feeling under the weather.
Or if you're in a crowded space.
I've also heard that keeping your nasal passages moist can help.
That's right.
Dry nasal passages are more susceptible to infection.
So saline nasal spray can be helpful.
Okay, good to know. What about those of us who swear by vitamin C and zinc?
The research is mixed. Some evidence suggests they can shorten the duration of colds.
So it couldn't hurt. All right, so we've got our hygiene routine, our flu shots, saline spray, and maybe even some vitamin C gummies.
But what if we still get sick?
Despite all our precautions.
Listen to your body.
Rest.
Don't try to push through it.
And if you have a fever...
Stay hydrated.
Over-the-counter meds for symptom relief.
And if things aren't improving, or you develop more serious symptoms like difficulty breathing or chest pain...
Definitely seek medical attention.
Always better to be safe than sorry.
Now let's talk about something a little more exotic sounding. Vector-borne diseases.
We're not in the jungle.
You might think Europe is low risk for these.
But there are a few surprises.
Really?
Climate change and travel patterns are shifting things.
What should we be aware of?
Dengue fever, for one.
Dengue. I thought that was a tropical disease.
It was. It's been making its way into southern Europe.
No way.
Yeah, we've seen outbreaks in parts of France,
Huh?
Italy, Spain, even Greece.
Wow, so it's not just isolated cases anymore.
Nope, these are becoming established transmission zones.
That's concerning. What about malaria? I thought that was pretty much eradicated in Europe.
It has been largely eliminated. There's a slight resurgence.
Ah, wow.
However, mostly imported cases.
So people travel to areas where malaria is endemic, get infected, and bring it back to Europe.
And then potentially introduce the parasite back into the local mosquito population,
So the risk is still low.
but not non-existent.
Okay, so if someone is concerned about malaria,
Talk to your doctor about prophylaxis.
they can assess your individual risk.
Based on your itinerary and health history.
And they can advise on the best course of action.
Exactly.
Good to know. What other vector-borne threats are there in Europe?
Tick-borne encephalitis, or TBE.
TBE.
It's a viral infection spread through tick bites.
And it's found in many parts of Europe.
Central and Eastern Europe, the Nordic countries, even parts of Western Europe.
So if you're planning a hike through the Alps,
Or a camping trip in the Black Forest.
be aware.
And the good news is there's a vaccine for TBE.
So talk to your doctor about that if you're going to be in those areas.
Absolutely.
What about preventing tick bites in general? DET is good for mosquitoes. Does it work for ticks too?
Yes, but ticks are sneaky.
How so?
They like to hang out in tall grass and bushes.
Just waiting to latch on.
So if you're hiking or walking in wooded areas, wear long pants tucked into your socks
Okay.
and a long-sleeved shirt.
No shorts and sandals on nature walks.
Probably not the best idea. Also, light-colored clothing.
Why light colored?
It makes the ticks easier to spot.
Oh, smart.
Yeah.
And what about checking for ticks after being outdoors?
Absolutely essential.
How do you do a proper tick check?
Take a shower and check everywhere,
Yeah.
behind your ears, armpits, even your scalp.
Okay, good to know. So we've covered dodgy street food, sneaky ticks, but there's one more health risk we need to talk about. Norovirus.
Oh, yeah, the dreaded norovirus.
Often strikes fear into the hearts of cruisers.
It's not just cruise ships, though.
Where else can you get it?
Any enclosed environment where people are in close quarters,
Dorms, crowded resorts.
it's highly contagious.
And what makes it so tough to avoid?
It's incredibly hardy.
Meaning.
It can survive on surfaces for days,
Wow.
and it only takes a tiny amount to make someone sick.
So even if you're really good about hand washing, you can still pick it up from contaminated surfaces.
Exactly.
You mentioned hand washing. Is there a specific technique that's most effective against norovirus?
Oh, absolutely.
Lay it on us.
Wet your hands with clean running water. Apply enough soap to cover all surfaces. Rub your palms together. Interlace your fingers and rub the backs of your hands. Interlock your fingers and rub the spaces between them.
Okay.
Don't forget your thumbs. Rub them in a circular motion. Then finish by rubbing your fingertips on the palms of your hands.
That's a lot of rubbing.
It should take about 20 seconds.
The happy birthday song twice.
Exactly.
Got it. What about disinfecting surfaces,
That's helpful too.
especially in hotel rooms?
Wipe down those high-touch surfaces,
Doorknobs,
light switches,
remote controls,
all of them.
especially if you're traveling with kids.
It's all about being extra vigilant.
Okay, let's move on to a topic that's important, but a little delicate. Sexually transmitted infections or STIs.
It's something we need to talk about.
Especially when we're talking about travel.
New
Those new
experiences.
encounters.
Europe has vibrant social scenes.
Diverse cultures.
It's a place for connection and exploration.
But we need to prioritize health.
And make informed choices.
Exactly. We're not here to judge.
Just to remind everyone that STI risks are real.
No matter where you are in the world.
And it's not just about protecting yourself.
It's about protecting your partners too.
Right.
So let's talk prevention. Condoms are the first line of defense.
Absolutely.
But what else should travelers be aware of?
Open and honest communication with your partner.
Oh, yeah, that's important.
Talk about your sexual history, any concerns you might have, the importance of getting tested.
I know those conversations can be awkward.
But they're crucial for a healthy and respectful relationship.
So we've got condoms, open communication. What else?
Regular testing,
Even when you're not traveling.
especially if you're sexually active with new partners.
What about getting tested abroad?
Good question.
Should travelers think about that in advance?
It's a good idea to do some research.
Okay.
Most major cities in Europe have sexual health clinics.
That offer confidential testing and counseling
And check with your travel insurance provider.
to see what coverage they offer.
Right.
Great advice. So we've covered a lot today. from stomach bugs to sexual health.
It's a lot of information.
But the key takeaway is knowledge is power.
Couldn't agree more.
The more you know, the better equipped you are to protect yourself and make informed decisions.
And enjoy your trip.
Exactly. We're not trying to scare anyone off
We just want you to stay healthy.
and have the best possible experience.
Because travel should be about exploring.
Trying new things, making memories.
And those memories are even sweeter when you're healthy.
Well said. Now, before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to ask our listeners something. Have you ever considered how your travel style might impact your exposure to these health risks?
That's a great question.
Because if you're a backpacker,
Venturing off the beaten path?
you might be at a higher risk than someone who sticks to luxury hotels.
It's all about context.
And that's something we'll be exploring in more detail next time.
We'll be looking at how to assess your individual risk level.
And sharing some more targeted prevention tips.
Stay tuned. You know, it's amazing how the choices we make while traveling really can impact our exposure to these health risks.
It's true.
It's not just about where you go, but it's how you travel, too.
Right, like if you're someone who loves trying all the street food, you're probably at a higher risk for traveler's diarrhea
Definitely.
with someone who sticks to those fancy restaurants.
With those impeccable hygiene standards.
Exactly. Or if you're an adventurous hiker,
Blazing trails through the forests.
you're more likely to encounter ticks
And possibly Lyme disease.
than someone who prefers strolling through gardens.
It's all about context.
Speaking of context, let's go back to malaria for a second. We talked about how it's mostly been eradicated in Europe.
But there's still some sporadic cases.
Mostly imported.
Right.
So if someone's going to Greece or Italy, should they be worried about malaria?
I wouldn't say worried, but definitely informed.
Informed.
The overall risk is still very low, but it's not zero.
Right.
And if you're planning to be in rural areas,
Especially near wetlands or areas with lots of mosquitoes.
it's worth talking to your doctor about prophylaxis.
Okay, so it's a case-by-case basis. A good travel medicine specialist can help assess your individual risk. What
Exactly.
about those of us who want to enjoy all the amazing food? Greek salads, pasta. How can we minimize the risk of TD while still indulging?
You can definitely still enjoy the food,
But
but be aware.
aware of.
For salads and fresh produce, choose restaurants that look clean,
Clean.
well-maintained.
Makes sense.
Pay attention to how the food is being handled.
Like what kind of things?
Are the servers using clean utensils?
Okay.
Are they wearing gloves?
Good visual cues. What about street food? Part of the travel experience is trying those local specialties,
It is.
but it can be a gamble.
It can be.
Any tips for choosing street food safely?
Look for stalls that have a high turnover,
High turnover.
where the food is being cooked fresh and selling quickly.
Okay, so fresh.
Avoid anything that looks like it's been sitting out for a while.
And pay attention to how the vendors are handling the food.
Are they using separate utensils for raw and cooked ingredients?
Got it.
Are they washing their hands frequently?
It's all about being observant.
It is.
Okay, let's talk about dengue fever. We mentioned it's spreading into southern Europe.
It is.
Can you tell us more about the symptoms?
Well, it's often called breakbone
Better
fever
pain, Bever.
because it can cause some serious muscle and joint pain.
Oh, wow.
Other symptoms include high fever, headache, rash, vomiting.
Sounds awful.
And here's the thing about dengue. There's no specific treatment. It's all about supportive care.
Managing the symptoms.
Exactly.
So if you're traveling to an area with dengue, prevention is key.
Absolutely.
And that means avoiding mosquito bites.
Yes.
PT is our best friend.
At least 20% ET concentration.
Okay.
And remember, mosquitoes are most active at dawn and dusk.
So be extra careful then.
Exactly.
We've got our DT, we're covering up, we're avoiding those peak mosquito hours, but what if we still get bitten?
There's no guarantee, but try not to scratch the
Oh,
bites.
it's tempting.
Scratching can actually increase the risk of infection.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So instead, try a cold compress or an anti-itch cream,
And if you develop any symptoms,
especially fever,
seek medical attention.
right away.
Early intervention is key.
It is.
Okay, let's move on to Lyme disease. We talk about how it's present in many parts of Europe and that there is a vaccine for TBE.
Right.
But is there a vaccine for Lyme disease?
Unfortunately, not yet. There's a lot of research being done.
Fingers crossed.
For now, prevention is our best bet.
We talked about long pants, long sleeves, DET, thorough tick checks.
But what about permethrin-treated clothing?
Those can be helpful.
How so?
Permethrin is an insecticide that's effective against ticks.
Okay.
You can apply it to your clothes.
Or buy clothes that are pre-treated.
And the best part is, it lasts through multiple washes.
So it's a good option for people spending a lot of time outdoors.
Hikers.
Campers.
Exactly.
What if you do find a tick embedded in your skin?
Don't panic.
Easier said than done.
The most important thing is to remove it quickly and safely.
How do you do that?
Use fine-tip tweezers.
Okay.
Grasp the tick as close to the skin's surface as possible and pull upward with steady, even pressure.
Steady and even.
No twisting or jerking.
Why not?
You can break off the mouth parts and increase the risk of infection.
Got it. Once the tick is out, then what?
Clean the area with soap and water or rubbing alcohol.
Okay.
And wash your hands thoroughly.
And then?
Keep an eye on the bite site.
For what? Any signs of a rash or other symptoms?
Like what?
The classic Lyme disease rash is a bullseye pattern.
Okay.
But it doesn't always appear. So beware of other symptoms like fever, fatigue, headache, muscle aches.
And if you develop any of those symptoms,
that's usually within a few weeks of the bite.
See your doctor.
Right away.
Let's talk about norovirus again, that highly contagious stomach bug.
It spreads quickly in enclosed environments.
We talked about hand washing.
It's super important.
But are there other things travelers can do to protect themselves?
One thing is to just be observant of your surroundings.
What do you mean?
Are the public restrooms clean?
Okay.
Are the staff members practicing good hygiene?
And if something feels off?
Trust your instincts.
It's about being aware.
Exactly.
What about food safety? Are there certain foods that are more likely to be contaminated with norovirus?
Norovirus can spread through any food that's been handled by an infected person.
Right.
But some foods are higher risk than others.
Like what?
Shellfish. Leafy greens.
Oh, yeah.
Berries. Huh.
So at a buffet, maybe skip the raw oysters.
Good idea.
And go for the cooked option.
Exactly.
What about cruise ship buffets? Any tips for those?
Go early.
Early.
The earlier you arrive, the less chance the food has been sitting out.
And potentially contaminated.
Right.
Okay, so go early.
And pay attention to how the food is being handled.
Like we talked about before.
Exactly.
Clean utensils, gloves, if anything looks suspect.
Or if you have any doubts about the hygiene.
Err on the side of caution.
Always.
Okay, last topic for this part.
Yes.
STIs.
We talked about condoms, open communication, regular testing.
Are there any specific resources you recommend for travelers for reliable information or testing services abroad?
The International Society for Sexual Health is a great resource.
Huh?
They have a website and a mobile app.
What kind of information do they provide?
Tons of information on STIs, prevention, testing resources around the world.
Wow, that's amazing. So travelers can access this information in multiple languages.
Yep, no matter where they are.
It's a global resource.
It is.
What else do they have?
They have a directory of sexual health clinics and services worldwide.
So you can find a reputable provider near you.
Exactly.
That's so helpful. So whether you need information on a specific STI or you need to find a test tube thinner.
They've got you covered.
Okay, before we wrap up this segment, I want to give our listeners a little homework assignment.
Mm.
We've talked about the health risks.
The physical risks.
Right. But we haven't really talked about the psychological aspect of travel health.
The anxiety.
Yes. The anxiety that can come with traveling.
Especially when you're outside your comfort zone.
So for our listeners who are prone to travel anxiety, do a little research on mindfulness techniques.
And relaxation strategies.
There are some great resources out there.
Guided meditations.
Breathing exercises.
Anything that helps you stay calm and grounded.
Because travel is all about embracing the unknown.
Pushing your boundaries.
Expanding your horizons.
But it's also about taking care of yourself.
Physically and mentally.
Exactly.
Stay tuned for the final part of our deep dive. We'll be talking about travel insurance, packing essentials, and some final tips for staying healthy and happy on your European adventures.
Happy travels, everyone. And remember, knowledge is power. And a little preparation goes a long way.
Welcome back, everyone. We're on the final leg of our European health deep dive. We've talked about the risks, those microscopic invaders, even the mental hurdles of traveling.
Travel anxiety is real.
It is. But before we wrap things up, there are a few more things to consider.
The practical stuff.
Exactly. Let's talk about travel insurance. Some people see it as optional.
But it can be a lifesaver.
Literally.
We've talked about all the potential health risks.
Right.
And even a minor medical issue can get expensive.
If you're not insured.
Exactly.
I had a friend who twisted her ankle hiking in the Alps.
Ouch.
It turned into a medical evacuation.
Thousands of dollars in bills.
But luckily she had travel insurance.
Which covered most of the costs.
That's why it's so important.
It's not just for medical emergencies either.
What else does it cover?
Lost luggage, trip cancellations, even evacuations in case of political unrest or natural disasters.
Peace of mind.
Exactly.
But how do you choose the right travel insurance? There are so many options.
It depends on your individual circumstances.
And your travel style.
Think about your destination, the activities you'll be
Sounds
doing, skiing, scuba diving.
backpacking.
Those might require specific coverage
And your health history.
if you have pre-existing conditions.
Make sure they're covered.
Absolutely.
And don't be afraid to ask questions
A good insurance broker can help you find the right policy.
for your needs and budget.
Exactly.
Okay, travel insurance is sorted. Let's talk about packing essentials. We've already mentioned hand sanitizer and insect repellent.
The essentials.
What else should we have?
A basic first aid kit.
Good idea.
Pack some bandages, antiseptic wipes, pain relievers, antihistamines, motion sickness medication.
What about prescription medications?
Keep them in their original packaging
Okay.
and pack a copy of your prescription.
Just in case you need a refill.
Right.
What about those travel-size containers
Those can be helpful.
for saving space?
And keeping things organized.
Okay. Anything else?
Learn a few basic phrases in the local language,
Oh, that's smart.
especially if you don't speak the language.
Like what kind of phrases?
I need a doctor. I'm allergic to.
Good ones to know. That's also a good idea to let your loved ones know your itinerary.
And how to reach you in case of an emergency.
Always better to be safe than sorry.
Definitely.
So we've talked about the health risks, travel insurance, packing essentials. But travel is about more than just staying healthy.
It's about experiencing new things.
Exploring new cultures, connecting with people,
It's a privilege.
and it should be enjoyed.
Don't let fear hold you back.
Exactly. The greatest souvenir is the experience itself.
Well said.
So bon voyage, dear listeners. May your travels be safe, enriching, and unforgettable.
Real.
That too. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.
Until next time.